Latest from StGeorgeNews.com. I'm Carl Lamar.
If you only knew how much money has been spent to brainwash you, you would actually feel really special. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The same people who own the labels own the prisons.
Literally the same people?
Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. The records that come out are really geared to push people towards that prison industry.
But they didn't make you write those lyrics.
It's not about making somebody write the lyrics. It's about being there as guardrails to make sure certain songs make it through and certain songs don't. Some records are made by committee, meaning record company guys sit around and tell the artists, this is hot, say that, do this. We're gonna have this guy write the lyrics. We're gonna have that. You have, you know, the record company pushing the narrative. You know, some social engineering going on here to make sure those prisons stay full.
Well, that was certainly eye-opening from Ice Cube. You know, it's really not the topic for the hour, but I wanted to play it because I forgot that I had it. And if I don't play it, I'll forget. But it was so interesting the way he said it works because of the committees involved. Because there's committees that come in and they say, well, this lyric sounds better, and this is popping, and this is good, and you do this, and this song makes it, and that song doesn't, and this artist gets the limelight, and that one doesn't. I mean, it's all done by committees coming from the people that run the world. Very interesting.
I call them the manipulators.
That's so true. That's so true. How are you today?
I'm okay. I got nailed with a very serious question, though.
What?
I've always been against paying off these student loans for these people. But somebody asked a very important question.
Okay.
Do we pay off their student loans before or after they shout death to America?
You're so bad. Good question.
Yeah.
Before or after?
Yeah, needs to be answered.
Oh, such a great question. Oh my gosh. So much to talk about. And I'm going to talk about a Utah subject for just a moment because it's really going to highlight the country. Now, I know I say that a lot because it's the truth. My local area is kind of a model for a lot of different cities that are going in the gutter.
Yep.
Courtesy of their politicians, nasty politicians, greedy politicians. And then you have the states. Now, all the states are pretty much owned by their governors, and their governors are deep state con artists. And so you're going to, in a conservative state like mine, if you live in a conservative state, They're going to talk the talk. Oh, they're conservative. Oh, they're there for you. They love America. But then you have to look at everything they do. Well, we have a very woke governor. In fact, so woke that Breitbart and Tucker Carlson did stories on him, and they were, wow. They were just, wow, huge. Called him the bald Gavin Newsom, called him, you know, the Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, called him the junior version of Gavin. And he's so horrid. And I really want to emphasize this. We had a convention over the weekend and it surprised me. And I want to tell you why, because I think it surprised you too. So, right?
Yeah.
Did it surprise you? Okay. So the delegates were all there and they were to vote on the Republican nomination.
Right.
He got up and he was so fiercely booed that he put away his speech and started on a rant. And he was basically undermining and telling everybody off. Here he's supposed to be the Republican governor. His own party of delegates hate him so much. They wouldn't even, they had a guy going up and down the aisles trying to give swag away, free stuff. Truffles and beef jerky and, oh, vote for the governor and, oh, he's amazing for his next run. No one would even take the swag.
Right.
It was that bad. Like, they did not want anything to do with this total joke liberal, okay? He's a closeted liberal, okay? So can I just play this just little piece for you? Because you can hear the booing in the background. And I'm serious, it was almost the entire crowd. Here we go. Well, whoop.
Or maybe it's something much more simple. Maybe you just hate that I don't hate enough.
What?
I am proud of my record, and I'm going to defend my record as I take it to everyone in the state, all 900,000 Utah Republicans in our primary who will vote. What I love about real Utah Republicans is that you are architects, not arsonists. You love our state. You care about your neighbors.
No, we just hate him.
We disagree passionately, but treat each other with respect. That is the true spirit.
Yeah, right? So
I know, and that I love, and I am proud to be your governor. I love this state. I love all of you. And
they were booing. They were booing. So he after this, he runs off the stage. He bypasses media, gets to his car. I mean, and then I heard he had a total meltdown over the fact that he was booed so fiercely. He and Mitt Romney in my state, just so you know, not liked. Not liked at all. Everybody hates him, okay? So they're constantly booed wherever they go. So the only people that like him are the bought and paid for politicians in my state that are getting something from him and have been told that they better align with him and get on board with him. So you can always point out the bought and paid for politicians who back this very closeted liberal. So it's amazing to me that this happened, because were you surprised by this?
Well, I was surprised.
I was so glad.
At how out it was.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
I know a lot of people do not like him. There's no question about that. But to be that out about it at the convention,
it was amazing.
It was.
Okay, so he did not win the nomination, as you could probably guess. He only got 32% of the vote of his own party.
Yeah,
his own party. Let that resonate. So, who got the nom? Was Phil Lyman, who's running for governor, and his lieutenant governor that he announced, Lane Bangeter. I know both of them, okay? They're good men. And they won almost 70%, okay? That is so amazing. It is so amazing that they won the nomination, because you had to get over a certain percentage to win, or it'd go into a runoff.
Sure.
Now, in our state, because this has happened before in our history, we got Mike Lee in and took another person out. They did this thing where SB 56. They wrote a bill and they said, okay, you can gather signatures if you think you might not get the nom. Okay. And that will still put you on the ballot. So he's going to be on the ballot. So then he was telling everybody in the speech, well, so-and-so got booed and they got in, and so-and-so got booed and they got in. What he's trying to do is set up a plausible reason for future fraud that might be conducted in his favor. So he's saying, so-and-so got booed, they got in. Okay, the state hates this guy, okay? And he is a pronoun-seeking, hi, I'm he, I'm him, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, just caters. He actually made it so porn could be in our schools for 2 years. He crafted stuff that made it possible. I mean, just insidious stuff. So it was amazing that he did not get the nom of his own party, and here he's trying to run for the Republican Party. But it did surprise me, I have to say, that many delegates were awake. I was surprised. And I think the infiltration of the delusion party registering as Republican to fake that, to get into this convention, was 32% that voted for Spencer Cox. I really do. I think that you have a lot of fakery going on. So everybody needs to look at the number of voters right now, and then see how it changes until the primary, because we can probably catch some voter fraud going on too.
Well, we hope so. The issue for me is that the media today, the corrupt media, is saying the delegates didn't know what they were doing. And when it gets to the election, we'll see the truth. So the delegates represent their precincts, the people in their precincts. I've been a delegate.
Yeah.
I know how it works.
Right.
It's not that they didn't know. The people in their precinct told them how to vote.
Yes. So even a state senator of mine locally stood on the stage with him trying to promote him. And this guy's Pharmabot, okay? His last name is Vickers. If you don't live in my state, you probably wouldn't know who he was. He's schmucky. But anyway, it was so interesting to see these people, politicians only, glob onto him and try to tell you he's a conservative. So if you have this going on in your state right now, oh, the booing was beautiful. The booing was was beautiful. Now, the story for our local news, okay, the big news broadcast is called KSL out in Utah. And they should have said, oh my gosh, he got booed, but look who won the nomination. You would think. And wow, this is so, this is great. Look how many of the delegates did not want our governor to go again, okay? No, it was pure propaganda. In fact, it was so crazy that I have to just point this out to you because this was, they actually promoted him as telling off the Republicans. So they did a story about him saying, I love you guys. Maybe you hate, you know, this, hate that. And maybe I don't hate enough. Telling people they're haters. No. They only hate him. But he did it on the hating thing because of the fact that he and the governor from Colorado are besties, the very liberal governor, because my governor is a closet liberal. And they did that whole disagree better. And they've been on all the talk shows saying government has to teach you how to behave. Government has to teach you how to censor people. Government has to teach you how to be nice to each other and never quarrel, because what they do is they want you to accept the narratives coming and right now, and they don't want you to argue them. So it was very communistic. They want you to have one thought. Oh my gosh. The news comes out with that statement. Maybe you don't hate enough. Hating on Republicans in a conservative state. They don't tell the actual story. This is how slimy they are. And everywhere, news, local news, you name it, we're all kind of painting the picture that he did the right thing by getting booed. It was very strange, I have to say. Very odd. So if you have this going on in your state, whoo.
And the media, one of the mainstream newspapers in our state, said they did a poll and that Cox was winning 50% to 3% when at the convention it was 70 to 30 the other way.
Oh, the liars. Why can't liars' pants actually catch on fire? Please. Oh, it's so weird. So I wanted to share that with you because it gave me a little hope, to tell you the truth. It gave me hope that people will see through the slime. And that was nice. Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a tornado.
Interesting lyric. We're going to be talking about that. I'm going to talk about tornadoes hitting everywhere. Also, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you saw the headlines, I'm sure you did by now, that the first bank failure of 2024 won't be the last. This happened barely, actually. And this was in the Wall Street Journal. They had it everywhere. And it was all about the fact that we're on shaky ground. Regulators are set to seize the troubled Philadelphia bank, Republic First Bancorp, and are near a deal to sell it to another lender because, you know, more central banking. And the fourth high-profile bank failure since last spring, you're going to see them go by the wayside for more centralized co-option of only a few banks so they can orchestrate the coming in of digital currency to wipe out cash. Not just digital currency, we have that really, but to wipe out cash. Mm-hmm. Please text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Okay, K-A-T-E. That's the phone number, is 989898. Get some good information on this. Okay, it's free, totally free. And I'm really encouraging you right now to do it. Please. Should we take a phone call real quick?
Sure.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Kate. I wanted to talk to you about two things, if I may.
Okay. Hurry.
A couple of weeks ago, you did a show on furries.
Yes. Yes.
Now, my sister is a teacher in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And she says that if somebody comes into class acting like a furry, she says you can dress up like one, but the minute you act like an animal, I've got the litter box right here, and you're not going to eat lunch in the cafeteria. They shape right up, and they don't dress as a furry. I don't know. Can they get away with that in Utah? Can a teacher get away with that
yes.
in Utah?
Yeah, the teachers are silent. Mm-hmm. They can actually spray stuff in people's eyes. They can do all kinds of things because they're a kitty cat and nobody can say anything. And the students aren't allowed to defend themselves in my state.
So perhaps in Idaho, maybe they're more lenient. Apparently, this, according to the other sister, they come down pretty hard. I want to talk to you, though, about Spencer Cox being booed. Remember, he's the one that, like you said, uses gender pronouns. But he's the one that got on... what is it, Jason Preston, for asking about smart cities and
yelling that in fact, this is a super
why he got booed.
Oh, I know. Thank you for that. It's a short segment, so I just want to get there quickly. He denied smart cities, but then spoke at a smart city luncheon. Okay. So anyway, I know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. No. So it's insidious. And he was right to get booed. And I do think the 32% that voted for him, I think there was a lot of infiltration of the delusional party, the lefty loony, capturing Republican vote, painting themselves as a Republican so they could vote as delegates. Yes.
I would like to know where those 32% of the delegates were from.
Me too. And what was their history in voting?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden they became conservative. Uh-uh. Okay. I'm with you on that. There's a couple of things we got to hit, but by the way, Dr. Pesto won't be joining us today. We have Suzanne Sherman, attorney, talking about what's in the TikTok bill. Because remember how we said it was a Trojan horse for censorship? You're going to find out how it's a Trojan horse for censorship. She's an attorney, and she's going to bring you through the legalese and tell you what's at stake here and why so many conservatives have jumped on this bandwagon of being against TikTok. They're not against Facebook or Instagram or X, but they're against TikTok. Why single that one out? They're all the same. They're all the same. There's not much difference between Instagram and TikTok. So you're going to find out why in the next hour, a special hour. By the way, also Alan Dershowitz coming to the show on Friday. So if you have any questions for Alan Dershowitz, please email me, kate@katedallyradio.com. kate@katedallyradio.com. I'd love to get that. Tulsi Gabbard coming next week. That will be an interesting interview too.
Yep.
She's actually a Democrat. Isn't she Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a Democrat, and but she sounds more like a conservative when it comes to war. Well, not conservative when it comes to war, but you get the idea. She's kind of against what's going on in foreign entanglements. So we'll talk to her, and you can ask her questions, but email me your questions, kate@katedallyradio.com. Yeah.
She's a Democrat, but she's not a progressive.
Yeah. And so still a lot of learning to do about government. But at the same time, it's nice to hear people in that squad speaking out. So that's nice. We'll be right back. I want to talk tornadoes. Be right back. Is there a patent? Oh, you bet there is. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.